2FM with Owen McDermott.
Hello, Annie Mack.
Hello, Owen.
Annie Mack, I throw myself to the floor and I humbly apologise and grovel at my tardiness, and I only hope you can find it somewhere in the deep cockles of your heart to forgive me.
Absolutely forgiven. It's not a problem.
Woohoo! Result. I had a very lovely band in studio who were the cause of the delay, but a fabulous cause. They're called Amber Run, and they had a few spot plays on Radio 1. Have you come across them yet?
Yeah, I have actually. I think I was the person who gave them one of those spot plays, yeah, when I was covering for Fern Cotton in the day.
Oh, massive Bula Bus. They are absolutely sublime. I think they're amazing. So I salute your taste ahead of the curve.
Thank you.
How's all over in London town?
Yeah, life is good over in London, thank you. It's very busy. I'm working hard. I'm kind of night one into my UK tour. And it's all going really well. Life is good. It's chaos, but it's great.
Sounds like the nice kind of whirlwind. Speaking of said tour, it is landing with all its ferocity in Twisted Pepper in Dublin on, I believe, the 3rd of December.
Yes, correct. Midweek Madness.
Now, obviously, you're a name that I and many people know. You are an export of which everybody is ferociously proud of, but I've never had the live Annie Mack experience, so what can I expect?
The live Annie Mack experience? Well, what is it? It is basically me just getting very, very gassed on stage, playing lots of all my favourite records, you know, as much as I can in the time that I have. Previous gigs at Twisted Pepper have involved doing back-to-back sets with my friend Graham Sinden, somebody coming on stage singing Guns N' Roses a cappella, and then me being dragged onto the crowd surfing. I do not know what this one will bring, but Twisted Pepper always ends in madness. It's such an intense and fun gig, and because I'm going home to my hometown, it always, for me, it's like five times as exciting as any other tour date that I do, just because I don't go home much. It feels great to be able to go home, and it feels great that people care in Dublin about what I do.
Amazing. Well, I look forward to the potential random madness on the 3rd of December in the Twisted Pepper. Now, you said you don't get home that often, right? You know, another Irish export who doesn't get home that often is Graham Norton. And he was on the Late Late Show with our Ryan Tuberty there on Friday just past. And he was talking about Irish people's obsession with other Irish people who do well abroad.
I think that is a very good point. I think that it's definitely true, because there's not very many Irish people, doing amazingly well all over the world. So it's maybe like a club of people, so everyone just watches everyone else. Graham Norton is great at what he does, though. I think he's really good. I love that he said that. It's kind of hilarious. Poor Ryan Tuberty must have been very scared having to interview Graham Norton.
Oh, what a horrific experience. I mean, you would think on paper it looks brilliant. Oh, I'm going to have Graham Norton on my show, but actually, geez, you'd be shitting your knickers. But
you would be, yeah.
Yeah, no, he did well. The two of them, nobody emerged worse off, so that was good. In terms of you, and like you mentioned there, you were covering for Fern and stuff, how important now is kind of finding and curating new music? Where does that fall in, like, your hierarchy of importance?
Kind of, in terms of my job, it's everything. That is the top. It's the number one priority in terms of what I do. That is technically what I do on the radio week in, week out. And my radio shows are the kind of epicenter of everything that I do. Everything else is kind of tagged on the back of those shows. And then, obviously with Manny Mac Presents, Strand, like the events, the compilation, everything about that is about curating, finding music and sharing it with the world. I do other stuff as well. I do broadcasting. I do kind of some TV stuff. I did a series last year about DJs and about DJ culture. And that, again, I suppose ties in with just being someone who's known for kind of finding music and playing it and curating it.
And how on your laurels can you rest? You know what I mean? Like, if you're credited with breaking bands and giving them kind of their first plays and this kind of thing. Do you find you have to kind of refresh your success rate regularly because, you know, you're renowned, but at the same time, is it kind of like you're only as good as your last link kind of thing?
Not really. I think, like, I've been on Radio 1 now for, I mean, it's quite terrifying, but for pretty much 10 years. And I guess you hope that over that time, you know, you develop a trust. People trust you. And not everything that you play is going to go on to be a top 10 hit, and nor should it, because it's not about kind of, you know, she breaks bands who become massive. Not all bands are going to become massive. Not all DJs are going to become massive. It's just about sharing good music. And the way I see it, the ethos is just, as long as I like it and I'm genuinely moved by it, then I will share that. And you can't be wrong, because music is art. So it's just opinion at the end of the day. And if I'm into it, and I share it, then I can't be wrong, because all it is my opinion. So hopefully people like that and trust it, and people who can't be arsed to spend, you know, weeks trading through blogs and, you know, finding out what the next biggest thing is, they can listen to my shows or come to a club night and see something interesting, see something new, and take that away and hopefully enjoy it.
Yeah, sure. And given you kind of see, you know, the bands at the start of their struggle, and like you say, some of them go on to make it and some of them don't, how do you feel about the whole Spotify debate that is raging on account of Taylor Swift's decision to pull the catalogue?
It's a really tough one, that, you know, because I can see why, if you put it on paper, if you put it down on paper, the money that she would get off being on Spotify is, you know, compared to the money that she would get if people had to buy her full album, it's insanely different. So if she's coming at it just from a business perspective, obviously you're going to want to, you know, capitalize as much as you can on the 2 years of hard work that she put into making that album. So it's a weird one, but then at the same time, you know, moving forward, it feels like Spotify or something like that, the streaming services that there are out there, SoundCloud, it's just like, are really the only way forward. So I don't know. I totally understand why she did what she did, but at the same time, moving forward, there's going to have to be some sort of compromise for the artist and for Spotify. It's a really interesting debate.
Twisted Pepper in Dublin, 3rd of December. Annie Mac, you are a lady. Much obliged. Go safe, go well.
Thank you, Owen. Take care. 2FM with Owen McDermott.